This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. But homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I just want to know. I think you are. Anyway, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It's another fast-moving news day. And if you haven't figured it out, it's going to continue to be another fast-moving news. You know, listen, today's a fast-moving news day. And when you get up tomorrow, it's going to be another fast-moving news day. It's just kind of like never-ending news days, if you know what I mean. So welcome to the show, like I said, and visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future. I'll tell you, things are happening and happening in a big way in New California. Yes. A lot of big news coming up about New California. We got the second Constitutional Convention moving forward. Yeah, it's moving forward. It'll be October 6th, and it's going to be down in Southern California. It's going to be interesting. We've got a lot of different things happening in California, and especially in New California. We've got town halls breaking out all over the place. Town halls all over the place, and I'll tell you, it's been a fantastic experience, and the people, the real, true patriots that are here are just absolutely amazing me. We are stepping up, and we will definitely become the 51st state. There's no doubt about it. We're all that's left, basically. It's kind of interesting. We're all that's left. There's been a lot of big news that's been happening on the other fronts, and we're going to try and get you all caught up with that. Actually, the third hour. The third hour, we're going to be talking about some things that really people have come to me, and I haven't really been paying attention to Alex Padilla. He happens to be the Secretary of State, and he seems to be really touchy about his racist rants towards. He hates white people, apparently. Apparently, and I say that because we're going to do like a thorough investigation of Mr. Padilla, because I've had complaints, real complaints from people who have heard him, and these are coming from all sectors of California. There's kind of like, they call it the Mexican Mafia down in the capital of California, and he's part of it, and of course, Javier Becerra and Kevin De Leon and all that, and their links to La Raza and other racist groups and everything. And I'll tell you, it's been, they've been a sort of a cluster, a small group of people, and that's really what has taken over California, of course, and the government, a small group of people that have been able to pass laws after laws after laws after laws, because of this hyperized legislative, industrialized scale legislature and government that we have. I mean, 11-month legislature, think about that. 11 months out of every year, they're passing laws. I mean, come on. It can't be any more obvious than that. That is sort of the root of the evil of California. Anyway, so Mr. Padilla, he seems to like to always, when he's kind of frustrated, always throw out white people are bad business, you know, the evil business about white folks and this has all been part of the whole Obama trip and all that stuff. That objectification, of course, always works, right? It worked with Adolf Hitler when he objectified the Jews. Now we're objectifying white people. And that's, you know, everybody who's white is a racist automatically in their books. And that's just the way they perceive you. And it's just like saying all black people are, you know, the N-word and all this other stuff. It's objectification, and that's a whole process that you take the population through. And Hitler used to do it very, very well regarding the Jews and so on. We saw that if you ever go to any of the Holocaust museums, you get that little thing taught to you very, very well. They do a very, very good job. And it's certainly the case with Alex Padilla, apparently, and others. But we've been able to check back on some of his conversations, and he clearly is racist. He really doesn't like white people. That's very evident in what I've been seeing. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that in the third hour, and then in the second hour, I think we're going to get Scott Adams. Scott, can you hear me in Washington, D.C.? You can get Scott Adams on the show here. A lot of things going on in that world. We're going to talk about, more dead people, that sort of thing. The young lady who was killed last week, we talked about this, and I guess it was Tuesday. Scott brought it out, brought him on because I wanted to get this all talked out about another person who is investigating Hillary Clinton and the pedophile gate business turned up dead last week. We're going to talk about her. She's from Turlock, California. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting little scenario. But, you know, the life moves on, and we're going to talk about Donald Trump and Mueller. That whole thing, the John Brennan thing is starting to break out, and of course you've been hearing about that. The jury is actually deliberating right now, and we're going to go to, I don't know if it's Fox or maybe even CNN. CNN, yeah, believe it or not. Of course, CNN is going to give you their bias, right, about what's going on with the Manafort trial. Now, the Manafort trial is interesting. It's the first test. They say it's the first test of the Mueller investigation, you know, into Donald Trump and claims about. This is how it was couched. I heard it this morning. Is one of the sidelines that came out of Fox News this morning, which I was really offended by. It was really, it was bad reporting on their part. I really believe that. I like Fox News, but it was really bad reporting. And they were clearly on the side of Mueller. And they were alleging that this is the first test of the Russia investigation with the Manafort trial. And because the jurors are behind closed doors, at least they're reconvening this morning. They went home. They're going to come back. And they were claiming that this is the first test. But this trial has nothing to do with Donald Trump. I was offended when I heard that. And I heard it twice from them. And I thought, what's that about? Why are they saying that? That's not true. That's blatantly false information. This is not a test. This is a sideshow. But it's not a test of whether or not there was any violation of law, which there's none. There's none seen. There's no evidence. This is the sideshow that Mueller created. Why don't you report it that way, Fox News? This is the sideshow that Robert Mueller created. He created this sideshow. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has nothing to do with the Russian investigation, other than they went after him for something from 2006. That was thrown out in 2006, by the way, same case. And who was the prosecuting attorney on that? Rod Rosenstein. Shocking. That was 2006. It's a tax issue. And, of course, whether or not, I mean, the jury is deliberating, still they deliberated up until Friday, and, of course, then they went home. The longer they deliberate, well, the more likelihood you're going to find innocence. So this is his first test. It's not. That's the thing. That's the thing that's kind of bothersome. I wish they would not have claimed that. But, you know, you get this, you get this Shepard Smith business kind of sometimes, I think, with some of the writers. And the readers say things perhaps they don't intend. I don't know. Just me. It's just me. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. It's a full show today. I've got all kinds of things going on. John Brennan, Donald Trump. And what are the other issues out there? How about all these raging fires globally? Fires globally, we're going to try and get to in the second hour, maybe the third hour. Weather engineering, geoengineering. You know, it's kind of interesting. We are at the point in this geoengineering business where we can predict where the fires are going to be. Yep. And it's pretty compelling. I've been taken through the process. One of my very good listeners and several other people who feed information about the fires and so on. Cal Fire, actually, I'd like to say that we do have sources inside Cal Fire who tell us what's going on. And it's interesting, they're starting to find, I find it very interesting, since we have been on the show, since we have been on the coverage of these fires, and we have been complaining, and by the way, through the grievance process from, 3 weeks ago, when these fires broke out, we were calling for some sort of investigation. You know, we were saying there's something really weird here, because we have all these fires that are broken out. And we have no cause, and we have no suspects. And when we have a suspect, they just get freed. Yeah. How do you like that? Now! Gee. That's amazing what a couple of weeks will do. We're starting to hear about people actually in Southern California being arrested for starting, are you ready for this? You know, 10, 20 fires at a time. People up here in Northern California, 10, 20, 30, 40 fires at a time. Now, I wonder why that is. Did it take Agenda 21 Radio and the grievance process from New California to bring that to light and embarrass people in snooping around with Cal Fire and other agencies by not only myself but many other people, and also these videos, the videos that show what clearly are direct energy weapon attacks? You know, we do have these weapons. Try North Korea right now. Why do you think Mr. Ong is being very, very cooperative? That's because we have certain things stationed overhead that'll blow his head clean off. And they're like laser weapons. That's why he's cooperating. What is it? Walk softly, carry a big stick. It's walk softly and carry a big laser. Now, why are these directed energy weapons being used? In all these videos, by the way, great work by the citizen journalists again. Where's the mainstream media? Well, the mainstream media is taking on Alex Jones and destroying his life, right? Yeah, but the citizens are fighting the facts. That's the dichotomy that we have going on right now. The citizens are fighting the facts. Listen, it's pretty undeniable. In these fires, what you're seeing, especially out of the car fire, and you put that together with what happened in Southern California last year, and the fires even down there, and then the inner workings of people like, oh, here we go, Antifa, who's been actively engaged in setting these fires, a lot of them. But then you have these directed energy weapons, and they clearly are doing something with those. There's no doubt about it. Check out the oak trees in Redding, California. That's in the houses that are split in half. I mean, I don't know. It can't get any clearer than that, actually. And the high-intensity heating going on. And check out now we have houses showing their smart meters blowing up. By the way, in the house inside blowing up. What's up with that? Now, these are houses that are, they're still intact, actually. They didn't burn like they thought they were going to burn. Somebody got their wires crossed, obviously. As they're using, seriously, there's pictures out there, dozens and dozens and dozens of pictures of houses where their smart meters have been activated and fires have been started, yet there's, the house is still intact. They didn't get it right, apparently. Didn't dial in the right frequency in the smart meter. And this is just, this is the evidence you can see with your eyes. But, you know, we're all going to get attacked because we're expressing what we think to be the truth. But, you know, the government says no. The deep state, because the deep state's fighting back. Yeah, it's kind of interesting that the more that Donald Trump pushes on these people, especially when you get into the old pedophile pedo-gate business, there's going to be more things happening and more censorship. I mean, you know, this whole notion of censoring Alex Jones as an example in the alternative media and ourselves, you know, this is the game. We've been playing the game for a long time. There's workarounds that are in play right now. We know that. And people are not going to turn away from us. In fact, people are going to turn on themselves with themselves. Now, what I mean by that, they're going to look at themselves and go, wait a minute, I can find out this information. You know, there is an absolute big thing going on. And I want to say it's academic. It's an academic citizen journalist thing that's happened. It's explosive. I cannot tell you that I have talked to, it seems, it's probably 20 or 30 people in at least the last 3 weeks that are excited about digging into the facts about what we talk about here on the show. And it just didn't hit me until Friday afternoon when I was talking to some people. Then we did a special thing on the radio on Saturday. And it just hit me. It just hit me really, really. I said, these people are excited about the research. They're excited about digging up the facts, and there they are. And hello, that's what got me turned on back in 1989, 90, 91. That's a long time ago. When I started realizing, obviously there was a big difference between reality and what was going on in the media. It was all the narrative. I had to have that realization. I mean, we did some things in 88, 89 that were just hugely impactful of the world media, on the world stage. And I figured out how to play that little game and how that narrative goes on out there. And, of course, there was a communist narrative, a leftist narrative, and then there was the, you know, conservative, constitutional, American narrative. And it's at odds today. The communist, the totalitarian. Now, see, we rank totalitarian. That's why we start the show off stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. Because we lump them all together. Because they're all the same. Doesn't matter if you're communist or Antifa or if you're a Nazi or if you're a religionist or if you're one of those. You're a totalitarian. They all do the same thing. They all have the same methodology. A Hillary Clinton, a Bill Clinton, a Barack Obama, radical Islamic terrorist. Now you've got the Catholic Church involved with pedophilia, again, a big one that's going on out there. These are the elements of evil, and they are the totalitarians. They're very highly enriched. They have massive control, and they've got tentacles deep within every community. That's the other shadow government that's out there. And that's what's influencing America, obviously, because America is the last bastion of freedom and liberty around the world. It is the beacon of freedom and liberty around the world. And that's what they want to diminish through the United Nations Agenda 21, the plan for the 21st century. And now it's the 2030 plan agenda. They're trying to up the dates, basically, speed things up, make things happen quicker. And now that gets into things like burning down the forest, because they have to have that narrative about the climate change. By the way, it does change, but it's also being changed deliberately and automatically. We're going to talk about that fire business and geoengineering and things. All those are true. Sorry, girlfriend. I hate it when that happens, and I know people can say, oh, he's got a tinfoil hat on. Yeah. And, you know, I am thinking, and you're not. You're just taking it as pablum from the mainstream media and the left, because the mainstream media is part of that. The globalist. They want you. They want your family. They want your children. They want everything that you have. And all you need to do is dig up some history to find that out for a fact. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Yes. Okay, so let's get down into the tawdry business of Harvey Weinstein. Interesting set of circumstances. Big banner headline. This is one of these that just came flashing across. I checked out Drudge earlier, got my data from Drudge, and now we're applying it to you. Yeah. Anyway, so we got this article. Now, this Me Too business, what's up with that? Me Too, Me Too. Okay, so this is the article. Asia Argento paid off sexual assault accuser. And this is from the Hollywood Reporter. All right, it says here, Argento was one of the first and most vocal accusers of disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. It says Asia Argento. Argento. See, I got to do the Latin thing. I took 2 years of Latin in high school. Give me a break. I should know these things. The Italian actress, after all, anyway, the Italian actress who was one of the first to publicly accuse Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault, drumroll please, secretly paid off a young male actor accusing her of sexual misconduct in the months after her revelations about the disgraced movie mogul. Aha. Uh-huh. Now, this is coming from the Hollywood Reporter. Not me. It's not Paul Pryor. This is not made-up news, right? It's not fake news. Alex Jones? Anyone? Anyway, according to a report in the New York Times, Argento paid former child actor Jimmy Bennett $380,000. And Bennett claims that in 2013, a then 37-year-old Argento assaulted him in a California hotel only 2 months past his 17th birthday. The age of consent in California is 18. That's called rape. Statutory rape in California. The Times reports has seen... That doesn't make sense. You know, why do these guys write these things, put them in the fab, and they screw it up with their... See, we're just outing them. It's not me, the reader. I'm going to try. Okay, let me try in the Time reports. The Times reports that it has seen the legal dot. That's not the correct. That's not what they've written here. I have to make it up for them. The Times reports that it has seen the legal documents that lay out Bennett's assault claims and the payments arranged between his lawyers and Argento's. Bennett's lawyer sent a notice of intent to sue Argento in November, claiming the sexual assault was so traumatic that it affected his mental health and stymied his acting career. The notice was sent to Richard Hofstetter, the late Anthony Bourdain's longtime lawyer, who was representing Argento at the time. Anthony Bourdain, by the way, I loved Anthony Bourdain. Just a little, you know. No bromance going on. The culinary aspect of what he was doing, I loved it. I just loved his shows. That's just Paul Preston. Because, you know, I'm one of these culinary guys. I love everything culinary. Give me culinary. Give me, you know. I grew up in a restaurant, five-star restaurant, learning how to do sous chef business and cooking and stuff, and being a busboy for John Wayne and things. The legal documents outlining the accusations against Argento were sent not long after she went public with her own sexual assault allegations against Weinstein. Argento accused Weinstein of raping her when she was 21 in an incident that took place in 1997 in a bombshell New Yorker report published on October 10th. So the lawyer who represented, the notice was sent to Richard Hofstetter. You see, you know where I'm going with this now. I can't pass this one up. It says the notice was sent to Richard Hofstetter, the late Anthony Bourdain's longtime lawyer, who was representing Argento at the time. Okay, that's got to be something. There's got to be something. The tinfoil hat is frying right now. It says the legal documents outline the accusations against Argento were sent long after she went public in the sexual assault thing. It says the avalanche of sexual assault allegations against Weinstein by dozens of women sparked the global hashtag MeToo and Time's Up movement that exposed sexual assault harassment by men in the entertainment industry and wider society. Since the Weinstein allegations became public, Argento, with the support of Bourdain, who was her boyfriend until his suicide in June, has spoken out about sexual harassment both in Hollywood and her... That's what it said. Let me read that line again. So this is a cold read. This is a cold read. I just took it right off Drudge, so in the Hollywood Reporter. So don't blame me, huh? I'm serious. So first of all, Anthony Bourdain's longtime attorney is representing her, and she's alleged of assaulted the 17-year-old, raped him. Statutory rape is what it's called in California. when he was 17, this kid named Bennett, Jimmy Bennett. And listen, that's wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm not. This is what it says here in the documents. So the avalanche of sexual assault. I'm going to read this again. Against Weinstein by dozens of women sparked the global Me Too hashtag blah 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 that exposed sexual harassment by men in the entertainment industry and wider society. Since the Weinstein allegations became public, Argento, with the support of Bourdain, who was her boyfriend until his suicide in June. Dun, 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 dun. There's something going on. There's something. There's more to this story, isn't there? Has spoken out against sexual harassment both in Hollywood and in her home country of Italy. And also gave high-profile talks on such subjects at Harvard University and the Cannes Film Festival. Here we go. We're going to, and again, it's sexual harassment by men. But she's a woman doing statutory rape. Apparently, she admitted to it because she paid him off. The boy. This is Jimmy Bennett. This is just, okay. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because this is all deep state stuff, of course. This is all the stuff that's trying to take down Trump and everybody that's on the quote alt-right. We're alt-right. Everybody in this genre, this is a deliberate attack here. So this is, there's more to the story. That's all I can say. We're going to come up against the time here. We're having so much fun with this. Anyway, it says the Times reports Bennett's account of the incident as laid out in the documents. He claims that he arrived at the Ritz-Carlton Marina del Rey to meet – I've been there before. It's really nice – to meet Argento in her hotel room on May 10th now, with a family member. Okay. Now, that looks like the up and up. Let me read that again because this is important. You know, this is the kind of work I used to do to – in investigations. He claims that he arrived at the Ritz-Carlton in Marina del Rey to meet Argento in her room on May 10th, 2013, with a family member. Argento asked to be alone with Bennett, and the family member left. Bennett claims Argento gave him alcohol and also showed him notes she had made on hotel stationery. She then proceeded to kiss him and perform oral sex before having intercourse with him. Do you think there's more to this story? yeah. The documents say Argento then asked to take a number of photos with him, photos of Argento and semi-clothed in bed as well. Okay, so where are those photos? There you go. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095. Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, we're completely off script here today with this new revelation about Asia Argento, who was the girlfriend of Anthony Bourdain. Yeah, isn't this something else? Girlfriend of Anthony Bourdain. Okay, so this is what we have. Apparently this young man, an actor by the name of Jimmy Bennett, was raped, statutorily raped, just months after his 17th birthday in California. And it says that the he filed suit against her and through his attorneys, and the attorney that was served in the suit was Anthony Bourdain's attorney. So Anthony Bourdain's attorney was representing, see, and it just so happens that Anthony Bourdain and her were a thing. You get it? It says here, the legal documents outlining the accusation against Argento were sent not long after she went public with her own sexual assault allegations against Weinstein. Argento accused Weinstein, this is the you know, when she was 21, she was raped in 1997 in a salacious New Yorker report published on the 10th, the avalanche of sexual assault allegations against Weinstein by dozens of women sparked the global Me Too and Time's Up movement, which she became a big person, a big spokesman. Okay. Now, this is the salient part of this, is that apparently the rape took place, and then, of course, what happened was he became triggered and upset and everything, and had flashbacks of this so-called rape by Argento, and so he filed suit. So that she paid him off $380,000 as a result. Okay, the lawsuit never happened, but this is what happened. Now, this is what it says. This says the documents say that Argento then asked to take a number of photos with him, and photos of Argento and Bennett semi-clothed in bed, as well as an Instagram post of their faces taken on that day, were included in the notice of intent to sue. Hello. So apparently, those doc and photos, they say. Now, they do have some photos here. No, they don't have any photos, but they have it's an Instagram thing, and can't really see all that too well on that. It says, Bennett's lawyers claim that Argento presenting herself as a victim of sexual assault, as well as taking the prominent role in the Me Too, triggered memories of his own assault, according to legal documents. Now, this is where it gets really interesting. Argento and Bennett worked together on the 2000 film The Heart is deceitful above all things, which Argento also wrote and directed. Bennett, a seven-year-old at the time, played Argento's son, who was neglected and sexually assaulted by a boyfriend of Argento's character. Life and art, you know, that old saying. I'm just going to leave it at that. The two seemingly kept in touch on Twitter up until August 2012, and see the tweets below. Oh, and Instagram until May 2013, though Bennett's Twitter account is no longer active. Argento and Bennett referred to each other on social media as mother and son, a reference to their heart and deceitful above all characters. And he claims she was a mentor in the legal documents. Now, why would she pay him $380,000 if something didn't happen, right? And to keep it quiet, a little bit of hush money. This is one of the Instagrams. It says, replying to Jimmy Bennett, at Jimmy Bennett, not sure we'll be back, but hopefully next time I'll get to see you, even though I might just start crying with happiness. This was 11 August 2012. 12 August says another one. Reading about Bones on the Net. Sounds very interesting. Can't wait to see you tackle this role. Okay, so that's mentoring there. Another one, this is 16 August 2012. I was just so proud of you, and after that, I didn't want to let you go on another set without me. And then another one, sucks. I left L.A. I would have followed you everywhere. I'm just kind of stunned, but what I'm reading, I'm like, what? He's really saying that? This is called evidence mail. This is the thing I talk about all the time. Would have followed you everywhere. I wish I hadn't missed any of your birthdays all these years. Now, that was back in 2012. So, anyway, young man turned 17. You know, I want to go back to the plot line, though. About this, because this is where life imitates art business, that I was kind of inferring. It says Argento and Bennett worked together on the 2004 film The Heart of the Deceitful Above All Things, which Argento also wrote and directed. Bennett, a seven-year-old at the time, played Argento's son, who is neglected and sexually assaulted by a boyfriend of Argento's character. Wow, I wonder who that boyfriend could have been. Huh. Pure speculation, right? So that's what it's getting into. This is the thing. Paying off a silicon, my heart is broken. Oh, this is another side. God, these Hollywood things. They just we just don't delve into this enough now, do we? Because, you know, this is Rose McGowan reacts to Asia Argento reportedly paying off assault accuser. My heart is broken. Says the former ally has publicly distanced herself from the Italian actress after reports that she paid off her own. I don't even know who these people are. I don't watch any Hollywood business stuff anymore. I watch stuff that's created by citizen journalists. That's all we do. We're so better informed, aren't we? Except we dive into this sewer that makes up the Mueller and Harvey Weinstein, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama group that wants to censor the whole world now, right? Through Google and YouTube. Google and YouTube, they're the same. Yeah. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic. My only child was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, isn't that amazing? The stories going on. I didn't even know this girl Argento existed. But it's all deep state stuff. And it's all Mueller. It's all related. All this is related. See, all these facts coming out about the deep state is in, you know, is the spear, the tip of the spear or the sword is Mueller on the other side. That's where all this is directed at. And they're pushing back. Obviously, they're trying to push hard against Trump. And, of course, whatever happens in this Manafort trial, it's going to supposedly, according to Fox News, it's going to be a judgment on Trump and the Russiagate thing, which has nothing to do with anything. I wonder why Fox News has taken that tact. Seems like they're trying to turn against Donald Trump. I wonder if that's the case. I hope not. I mean, they've always been pretty allied with him. And, of course, they've depended upon his presidency to keep the ratings going. I suspect they've got ulterior motives over there. You got the Murdoch sons, brothers, that are running things over there. And they don't really cotton too much to Donald Trump. That's what I understand. But that's just me. That's just me. They still serve as a right-wing outlet. And we all have to live with them. But, you know, the bigger right wing actually exists with, of course, the citizen journalists. And I want to thank all the citizen journalists who contribute so much to this show. A lot. And you're on duty looking for all the news and information and getting it to us. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.